It's been nearly 2 years since the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant shut down for the last time. The debate over closing the plant is the subject of a new documentary called Power Struggle that will be airing on HBO. There's a sneak preview of the film tomorrow night in Brattleboro. And this afternoon, we're talking with the filmmaker Robbie Lepser, who joins us on the line. Robbie, welcome to VPR.
Thanks for having me.
You worked on this documentary for a very long time, 7 years, I think.
Yes, it's been 7 years in the making. It's been a long marathon.
What first drew you to the story and what kept you coming back to it?
Well, I actually live 18 miles from Vermont Yankee. I live just over the border in western Massachusetts. But it was when I heard that the Vermont legislature was in this very unique position of being the only state legislature in the country to have authority to be able to make a decision about the future operation of a nuclear power plant. That, to me, suggested that this could very well be a very engaging political drama.
There's one particular protester in the film I want to talk about. She was a 93-year-old woman. Her name is Frances Crowe. And here she is in a clip from the film.
I felt I'd got to get there and really put my body at Vermont Yankee because it's our potential Fukushima. Well, I've done everything that I know of to do, and all I have left is my body.
And in the film, you can see, I think she's being chained to the gates at Vermont Yankee. Is that right?
Frances is part of an affinity group of all women over 60, and they were chaining the gate of Vermont Yankee shut and standing in front of it holding a protest banner.
Yeah, what drew you to Frances Crowe?
Well, Frances Crowe has been a longtime figure in western Massachusetts, and she has actually been fighting to protest the splitting of the atom, as she says in the film, since 1945, when the U.S. Bombed Hiroshima. So she really represents somebody who's been at this for the long haul and definitely stood out for me as a filmmaker as a very colorful character to follow.
It seems like the film documents a lot of voices speaking out against Vermont Yankee, activists and protesters and politicians. But you also spoke with folks who were in favor of nuclear power. And I'm wondering if you could tell us about one of the voices that sticks out to you from that perspective.
Well, Mike Hebert is a resident of Vernon, where Vermont Yankee is located. And he is a state representative for Vernon and for Guilford next door. And he is somebody who had faith very much in the safety of the plant. And I really felt that his perspective was really important to include because, in fact, this film is actually a mix of perspectives on all sides of this controversy.
Does the film also examine the social and the economic impact of the closure? I mean, the people and the families who lost their jobs?
No. The film really ends pretty much with Vermont Yankee closing.
When the company announced it would be closing the plant, it cited economics, not protests and activism. As someone who followed this movement over the years, what impact do you think that protesters and activists really had here?
Well, in the film, nuclear engineer Arne Gundersen makes the point that, yes, all of these old, aging nuclear power plants do cost more to run, and it was the public scrutiny in Vermont that really pushed them over the edge. Entergy could not continue to run the plant without having it be at top-notch quality, and Gundersen estimates that they would have had to spend $250 million. And so Entergy did make the financial decision to close it. As Gundersen says in the film, it was economics under the scrutiny of public awareness and involvement for many years.
As you note, Vermont Yankee was one of the oldest plants in the country. But I'm wondering, with advances in technology, do you think that there is a future for nuclear power in America?
I really feel that the underlying major issue here is about nuclear waste. There is no solution for nuclear waste. The scientists keep on saying, we will develop this in the future, but it has not yet materialized. And until this waste problem can be solved, I think it's very dangerous to be continuing down this path.
Robbie Lepser is the filmmaker behind Power Struggle, a new documentary about the closure of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant, made in association with HBO. There's a screening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro. Robbie, thanks for talking with us.
You bet.